We're covering games all season long. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
Beats win the draw on the power play. So they get set to start off this power play with 7:30 remaining in the second period, and they're on the attack. But the Raiders do a good job there to win the puck back and send it all the way down the ice. To Signal it was. Dowdy for the Peets in his own zone. Fitzgerald battling for it. The Peets, they're on the power play right now. They want to get it up ice quick, and they do just that now. Fitzgerald with some speed, cutting inside. They're 2-on-2. Slot. Hits his own teammate, though. Not drawn up. Did not execute as planned there. Now the Raiders going back into the Peets zone. Stuck on the blue line. Peets win it back in their own zone here. Now Fitzgerald again. Entering the Raiders zone. He was all alone. Gets a shot off. Baker easily blocks it away behind the net. The Raiders look like they'll have a chance to clear again. Hunter Medeiros has some speed. It does more than clear. He gets it around his man and takes it into the Peets zone. 1 minute remaining on the power play for the Peets. Nothing showing for it yet. Not even a shot on net. Now Clark for the Raiders on the backhand. Backhand was a high shot. Probably going over the net. Landon White couldn't take a chance, though, as it hits him right in the chest. And they smother it up. 44 seconds remaining on the Peets power play, and the faceoff is in the Peets zone. Faceoff to the left of Landon White. And the Peets win the draw. Quickly try to get back up ice. Wesley Elliott with some speed gets it into the Raiders zone. Duick breaks it up there. Duick battling for it. Couldn't come away with it, but Elliott shot a net. Oh, there's a rebound. Racing for it. The Raider just got a stick there before two Peets were ready to pounce. And he cleared it, and Poskin has it in the neutral zone. Poskin still with it. Duick now in the center of the ice. Finds his teammate, Damon Brown. Wrister, backer, pushes it wide of the net. 9 seconds remaining on the power play. And the Raiders clear it. McIntyre has it in his own zone. That's going to do it for the power play. Back to 5-on-5 action now, but the Peets are on the attack. 4 players here. Oh, the pass just outside of Brown's stick. He was wide open. Still has a man in front, though. Can't see it. The Wrister. Oh, and he does find the net. He got the rebound in the corner. Went inside. The backhand high. And backer had a glove on it, but couldn't quite control it. That's Taman Brown with the goal to restore the 2-goal lead for the Peets. It's 3-1 Peets with 5:29 remaining in the second period. Not a power play goal, but it was just as the power play expired. One of those that won't count on the stat sheet for the power play, but technically, it pretty much was. The player was not back in position yet. And now the Raiders win the draw. But the Peets on the attack again. And now the Raiders in their own zone. They get into the neutral zone. They cut it back. Hunter Medeiros being pressured heavily, forces a turnover as the Peets. And now the Peets is looking to get up ice again. Kai Kekki with some speed, getting around everyone. Brew gets pushed off the puck, but he is able to somehow get the pass off to Fitzgerald, who's behind the net now. Tries the wraparound. Oliver Yem has seen that move done before, and he cut it off. And now the Raiders just trying to get it out of their zone. Tried the outlet pass to race for it. McIntyre will get to it first for the Peets, but Jack Monto was all over him, though. And now Fitzgerald for the Peets again in the attack. Awkward angle. The shot right off backer's helmet. And the puck is still in the Raiders' zone here. Along the boards. Fitzgerald. Anytime he has the puck there, he's just trying to get on the attack. Now in the slot, Cooper Bailey. Fitzgerald, open net, off the post. Off the post on the wide open net. It's harder to hit the post there than it is to hit the open net. Wow. Fitzgerald, that is just unlucky. If there's anyone that deserves a goal so far today, it's probably Fitzgerald. Unfortunate. I'm sure he's going to remember that one. He might have a couple nightmares about that one if he doesn't make up for it. Now, again, is that Fitzgerald? It was Fitzgerald. Good save there, backer, the glove save. Fitzgerald's a one-man wrecking crew today. Gusso gets it down, all the way down the ice. No icing. Oh, it is icing. Didn't look like it was icing from up here. I don't think some fans thought it was either, but it doesn't matter what we think. Icing comes back into the Peets zone. 3-1 Peets with 3:41 remaining in the second period on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. face off to the right of Landon White, and the Peets win that draw. Elliott behind his net. And still in the corner. And now the Peets trying to get up ice. Evans, Zamora. Zamora for the Raiders. Trying to get something going. See if they can get at least another late one. Maybe not leave it that late, like they did in the first. Left it to 6 seconds left to get on the board, and that's the only one they have so far. Still in this game, though. One goal can change everything for the Raiders, down by just 2 goals right now. But the Peets have it in the neutral zone. Battling for it along the boards again. Two Signal is going to be the first one to it for the Raiders. Now Dalladay. And now the Raiders. Zamora. Three Peets all over him. Dalladay, good job back-checking. Forces a turnover. And now the puck's in the neutral zone again. Dalladay, it's the puck pushed off. Elliott in his own zone for the Peets. Clark forces the turnover. There's a man in front. Couldn't find him in the front, though. He was wide open for the Raiders. And now the Raiders. He played it back to his defensive pairing, but his defensive partner wasn't there. And the puck just rolled over the blue line. But the Raiders, again, forced a turnover. The Peets getting a little bit sloppy in their own zone. You know head coach Dalladay is going to want to clean that up. And Denishevsky for the Raiders. There's a turnover. Fitzgerald, who else? Fitzgerald's all alone. Rister, Baker, or Backer. Good save there. 1:59 remaining in the second period. Peets up 3-1. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier, 705-927-2774, or online at teamcourierhomes.ca, and let his team of real estate experts help you. And of course, by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio products. See them online at fciwindows.com. And now the Peets are on a 3-on-1. Duick has it on the outside. Good pass there. Oh, the puck! And Fitzgerald is there to clean it up. Duick did all the work, and Fitzgerald will take the credit. Fitzgerald, though, definitely deserves to get on the scoreboard today. Good opportunity there for the Peets, and they take full advantage. It was a 3-on-1 from center ice. Duick kept it for himself. Backhander on net. Backer gave up a juicy rebound, and Fitzgerald just slid it home. 4-1 Peets, just like that. 1:30 remaining in the second period. And now Kekki in his own zone for the Peets. The outlet pass again. Now the Peets are on the break again. That's been working out. Duick looks like it's just... reminds me of what just happened, actually. Duick on the attack. Fitzgerald there, but not the same result this time. Now Brown in the slot as the Peets force a turnover. And now the Raiders look like they're going to clear it out. Malenka. He has a chance. Malenka, second chance. Malenka gets a third chance. He still has the puck in his own zone. Malenka surely will clear it out this time, and he does. But the Peets, Ty Kekki has it in the neutral zone. Fitzgerald now again. He finds Duick. Duick just couldn't control the bouncing pass. Goes into the corner. They're still in the attack right now, though. And now the Raiders. It's Monto. Sending it all the way down the ice. Icing's waved off. Gusso's the first one to it. 32 seconds remaining in the second period. Just flown by. 4-1 Peets. That's almost a turnover by the Peets in their zone. No harm, no foul. It worked out. Now Taman Brown's on the attack now. Now Evans cuts outside. He's on the wrister. Backer. Good job there with the glove save. It's going to be going to take a lot to beat Backer on the glove side. You can tell he's very confident with that glove. He's made at least 10 saves with the glove already today. 17 seconds remaining in the second period. See if the Peets can add another one. Evans lining up for the draw for the Peets against Toussignan. Peets win the draw. Evans goes behind the net. Cooper Bailey. Evans still with it. Evans still with it now. Evans cutting in front. Not much time left. Cutting in front. Still in front. Just waiting there. And that does it for the second period. But the Peets, they'll be happy with that middle frame as they're up 4-1 going into the third period. I'm Aaron Canton. Third period action on the other side. This is Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.